his heart so racked for his son, lost and gone these years. For his wife, so fine, so wise, her death is the worst blow he's had to suffer. It made him old before his time. She died of grief for her boy, her glorious boy. It wore her down, a wretched way to go. I pray that no one I love dies such a death, no island neighbour of mine who treats me kindly. While she was still alive, heart-sick as she was, it always moved me to ask about her, learn the news. She'd reared me herself, and right beside her daughter, Ketimene, graceful girl with her long light gown, the youngest one she'd borne, just the two of us, growing up together. The woman tending me almost like her child, till we both reached the lovely flush of youth, and then her parents gave her away in marriage, yes, to a Samian man, and a haul of gifts they got. But her mother decked me out in cloak and shirt, good clothing she wrapped about me, gave me sandals, sent me here, this farm. She loved me from the heart. Oh, how I miss her kindness now. The happy gods speed the work that I labour at, that gives me food and drink to spare for the ones I value. But from Queen Penelope, I never get a thing. Never a winning word, no friendly gesture. Not since this plague has hit the house, these high and mighty suitors. Servants miss it terribly, gossiping back and forth with the mistress, gathering scraps of news, a snack and a cup or two, then taking home to the field some little gift. It never fails to cheer a servant's heart. Imagine that, his canny master said. You must have been just a little fellow, Eumaeus, when you were swept so far from home and parents. Come, tell me the whole story. Truly, too, was your city sacked? Some city filled with people and wide streets, where your father and your mother made their home? Or were you all alone, herding your sheep and cattle, when pirates kidnapped, shipped and sold you off to this man's house, who paid a healthy price? My friend, the swineherd answered, foreman of men, you really want my story? So many questions. Well, listen in quiet, then, and take your ease. Sit back and drink your wine. The nights are endless now. We've plenty of time to sleep or savour a long tale. No need, you know, to turn in before the hour. Even too much sleep can be a bore. But anyone else who feels the urge can go to bed, and then at the crack of dawn, break bread, turn out and tend our master's pigs. We too will keep to the shelter here, eat and drink, and take some joy in each other's heart-breaking sorrows, sharing each other's memories. Over the years, you know, a man finds solace even in old sorrows. True, a man who's weathered many blows and wandered many miles. My own story. This will answer all your questions. There's an island, Sirii, you may have heard of it, off above Ortygia, where the sun wheels around. Not so packed with people, still a good place, though, fine for sheep and cattle, rich in wine and wheat. Hunger never attacks the land, no sickness either, that always stalks the lives of us poor men. No, as each generation grows old on the island, down Apollo comes with his silver bow, with Artemis, and they shoot them all to death with gentle arrows. Two cities there are that split the land in half, and over them both my father ruled in force. Ormenus, his son, Ctesias, a man like a deathless god. One day, a band of Phoenicians landed there, the famous sea dogs, sharp bargainers too, the holds of their black ship brimful with a hoard of flashy baubles. Now my father kept a Phoenician woman in his house, beautiful, tall and skilled at weaving lovely things, and her rascal countryman lusted to seduce her, yes, and lost no time. She was washing clothes when one of them waylaid her beside their ship in a long, deep embrace that can break a woman's will, even the best alive. And then he asked her questions. Her name, who was she, where did she come from? She waved at once to my father's high-roofed house. But I'm proud to hail from Sidon, paved in bronze, she said. And Erebus was my father, a man who rolled in wealth. I was heading home from the fields when Taphian pirates snatched me away, and they shipped and sold me here to this man's house. He paid a good stiff price. The sailor, her secret lover, lured her on. Well then, why don't you sail back home with us? See your own high house, your father and mother there. They're still alive, and people say they're rich. Now there's a tempting offer, she said in haste. If only you sailors here would swear an oath you'll land.